Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is good and worthy to be praised. We just want to give thanks to God today because he's a good God. I thank God for this opportunity to be on the line one more time. I thank him because if it had not been for my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Oxford, I would not have this opportunity to be on blog at 5:30. So God be the glory. And I want to thank God for everyone that has come to be on the line to hear thus said the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, my Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. And Lord, we just want to thank you, oh God. I ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. We magnify you because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we come rejoicing and giving God glory for this day. If not, had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? We want to give God thanks in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. We want to give God thanks. And just for a few minutes, I will be reading from St. John, the 14th chapter, reading at the 30th verse. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world cometh and has nothing in me, but that the world has, for the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, and let us go hence. Hereafter I will not talk much with you. Prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. And if I were you for a text today, are you ready to be defeated and serve God in a better way? I'd like you to know that St. John, the 14th chapter, deals with the 30th. The prince of this world. Jesus has said that the prince of this world comes and that he has no power in you today. He has no power in you today. God requires something special for you. He has a plan and a purpose for you today. We all may face different tasks, different attacks, different troubles. But we go forth by faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We may have oppositions that may arise in our lives, problems, situations that sometimes we cannot handle. But the enemy, Satan, does not have power over you today. Don't give up, because God has required a special purpose for you today. He has given you a plan and purpose to know that he is the Savior of the world, that he came and died for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Don't sit back on what God wants you to do. Why is this happening to me? Why this is not fair that things is going on wrong for you today? What the Father requires is walk by faith. Don't let fear pull you back. Don't believe in lies and discouragement and folks that don't understand you. Don't water down your dreams that God has a destiny for you today. The snake is dead today. Walk out in faith with God today. Get your love back, your passion back with Jesus. Sometimes we keep hollering on the past and dealing with the things that does not mean us any good, but we know that only the tools of the enemy have deception and lied to us. And no different today than back in the Garden of Eden. As Adam and Eve, if you eat this fruit, it said that you won't die. For he is called the father of lies. This is no truth in him. To reach your potential, you have to become skilled at dismissing him lying to you. Trust in God today. Know that God is able to change you, remove you from the things of this world. The enemy has a big role. You can't get well, never get past the depression, the problems that you are going through. Don't get on that train. Ignore the role. The only power he has is the power you give the devil. But believe in God today. Trust in him and never doubt him. Count your ways today, knowing that you can give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. It would be impossible to thank God for every gift he has given you. And for all that he has done for you, he is a God that is constantly giving and working on your behalf. Take a step to know that God is with you even until the end. And every breath that you take is a gift and a blessing from God. You need to figure out today how to be mindful going about your life today. It is good to get in the habit of giving thanks with your whole heart, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. When God has died for you, no one else can do for you. How many ways was you blessed God today? He had blessed you to be able to see you to be able to see this day, to be able to open your eyes, to know that he's there wherever you call on the name of Jesus. I don't know about you today, but I know that if you put your trust in Jesus, that everything is going to be all right. I don't know about you, but God is able to keep you from falling. Don't let the pain experience the bad inside of you. Of your father's blessing, let it go. If something says, as you were seriously trusted by someone that you really trusted, or you lost faith in, or someone that was so dear to you, so precious to you, which led you to a challenge in your conscious direction. Just let go and come to know Jesus. And the rudeness of people that is around you, you need to get away from them. You're not to be yoked
right
with unbelief today. That's why you not receive the blessings from God. Why your answers of your prayer not going through? Because he's trying to live for the devil, for the adversary, for Satan. That don't mean you no good. Give you failures in your life. Give you mistakes in your life. But if you come to Jesus today, everything will be all right. That's why he said in his word that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know today, it's time now to resist that devil, and he will flee. Come on, fuck you. Take my yoke and lay on me. Come unto me, all ye that heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah. Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tell me so. Get right today. Get right today. That's why so much stuff is going on in the church. Because there's got to serve two masters. But you've got to serve Jesus all the way. If he's not the center of your life, if he's not the center of your life, you're going to fail. You're going to hell. You're not going to want to see Jesus. But I want to see him face to face. I want my whole life be holy and holy, living for the Master. So down, but I'm almost narrow to the ground. Where do you stand today? Are you ready to serve him with a whole heart? Are you ready to defeat the enemy of being lovers of the flesh, lovers of addiction, lovers of alcohol, lovers of sex, lovers of prostitution, lovers of being with someone's husband, lovers of being with someone's wife? Time now to make that decision. Where do you want to spend eternity? Where do you want to live? In hell or heaven? Mm-hmm. But if you don't, renew yourself in your mind, in your body, and in your soul. You're going straight and burn forever. Defeat that enemy. If you resist the devil, he will flee from you.
Have a
right relationship with God. Read his word. Work for the master. Be not a hearer of the word, but be a doer of God's holy word that will abide in you on a daily basis to know that Jesus lives today. Jesus lived today. I'm going through. Jesus paid the price for you and I. You may be going through today. You may be going through, but you can say, yes, Lord. Take. Take it through, Lord. Dear Lord, I want to go through, but victory shall be mine. Victory is mine today. Even when I'm going through, that I know that God is able to keep me from falling. This is the word. Are you ready to defeat the adversary, the devil, and live for God today? In Jesus' name.
Yeah, right with God. And do it now. Yeah, right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross, where he shed his blood. Hallelujah! Yes, right with God. Yes, right
with God. Let me sing that again. Yes, right with God. That's for you, and you on this line. And do it now, because tomorrow ain't promised to you.
Yes, right with God. He'll show you how. Ooh, yeah. Down at the cross, where
right, get right today. Eternal God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for my chief of house, for Dr. Murray Osford, the pastor and founder of Sunshine International Worldwide Ministry. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you are going to do in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. This is your word. Amen. Peace I leave unto you. Amen.
Good job. Good job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost.